Welcome to the Giants Huddle Front Office Edition presented by City College of New York, consistently doing remarkable things. Visit ccny.cuny.edu for more information. Welcome, everybody. I'm Sean O'Hara, and I'm joined now by Dan Feldstein, President and CEO of Crestron Electronics, and Brad Hinsey, of the EVP of Marketing at Crestron Electronics. Welcome to the Giants facility. All right, we love this building. We love what you guys have done for us. We've got an unbelievable partnership, and really, I can't think of a better partnership. We've got two Jersey-based organizations, the Giants and Crestron. You guys are up in Rockley, New Jersey. Right. Two family-owned businesses. We've got a lot in common. You guys just celebrated your 50th year of service, and the Giants are entering their 100th season. So I'm really curious. I know a little bit about Crestron. I have some of your products in my house. I have some in my basement. But for those people out there that don't really know a lot about Crestron, just really quickly, what is Crestron? What do you do and what do you provide?
Well, first, I just have to say that this is a very surreal experience for me personally. Crestron was started by my father, George Feldstein, the year I was born. So it's just always been part of my life. And some of my earliest memories are actually sitting with him on the couch on a Sunday afternoon when he'd take a couple hours off from building the company, and we'd watch the Giants together. So to now have the Giants using Crestron technology is just an incredible thrill for me. In fact, some of that technology, while I thought he was paying attention to me and watching the game with me, he was probably thinking up some of that technology at the time. So yeah, this is just an unbelievable opportunity to work with the team that I've been a fan of for pretty much my whole life. But so Crestron, we do a lot of different things. We obviously we're technology focused. So we do workplace technology. So what that means is we help corporations basically run their businesses better using technology. And that can mean in a meeting room, for example, being able to hold a conference where you can better share content, where you can better collaborate, where you can hold hybrid meetings in the workspace, where you can schedule spaces so you can act more efficiently, or moving any type of content anywhere in a facility or on a campus. So if you have this podcast, for example, and you want to broadcast it to 10 different buildings over your corporate campus, we make technology to allow you to do that with very high resolution, the best quality audio, things like that. And then, of course, there's the residential side, where we make full, complete home automation solutions where we can control every aspect of your life from a technology point of view.
Gotcha. Anything you want to add to that?
No, I think that actually the way the team here is using Crestron is a really good example of all the things that we can enable for any organization, from the draft room to the training rooms and to the auditorium. We help make it easy to get together, have a productive and collaborative meeting and discussion so that you can set the team up for success, really. And those ultimately, that's what helps drive the innovations that we create and the products that we go and build.
All right, so we're talking a lot about this building and how you guys can help the team out. Let's get right to the point. The draft room, all right? There's been so much buzz about what you guys did to the Giants draft room, how you basically, you know, you brought it from, you know, prehistoric times, if you will, to now like present day age with technology and with all the versatility that you can do. What did you guys do to the New York Giants draft room, and what is the most impressive part about it?
Well, first of all the credit goes to you and the team for having the insight to see how technology could really change how you operate on draft day and make it a much better experience for you, and then giving us the opportunity to show how we can enable that. Brad, I think you could probably talk better about the specifics of how we're using it.
Yeah, sure. I think that it's always spectacular when you walk into a room like that and you can see the way the ideas and how you actually collaborate, the questions you want answered, and the information you need to make a decision. How do you make sure that everybody can see it and get it there and immediately? So in the draft room, there's screens all over the room. And as the team was giving us a demo of exactly what's happening, they can have all kinds of different content. It can be a web page here. It can be an internal database with all the players and the stats and the details they need to make the decisions. But then you can switch immediately to TV. to social media. You can make a FaceTime call. You can make a Zoom call. All that kind of stuff is happening right in the room, and you can make those decisions to flip between all of that right in an instant. And so it's really cool to see how the team built this concept on the technology, the building blocks that we've been working on.
When it comes to working in a new space like that, like what is the first thing that you have to do in order to have all that technology work?
So the first thing is you have to have a clear sense of what you want to accomplish in the room, right? Joe had a clear sense of on draft day, this is how I want that to run. And so when you start from there, then anything's possible with technology. At that point, it's just time and development resources. And so that's where you begin. And then you just start layering in the capabilities, right? How do you present it? What are the different types of content that you want to bring in so that you have that flexibility? And then how do you create an interface that's easy to control? So it's really just one button to switch between all of these things. So having a clear sense from what you want and then following through, that's really how you get there.
Right, exactly. And one of the things we pride ourselves on at Crestron is that we provide those flexible building blocks that allows you to create a system that works the way you want it to work. It's not out of the box, this is what it does, take it or leave it. It's what do you want to do, and now we'll help you enable that. And then it can be a completely iterative process where as you use the room, as you see what works, as you see what doesn't work, we can adjust things, we can reprogram things, and until we get it perfect for what you need to do.
Right, and that flexibility is not just for now and how you want it. It's also flexibility moving forward because, as we all know, technology changes. Yep. Every couple of years, it's like, hey, we've got new devices, we've got new touch screens, new touch panels. So, how do you guys incorporate that with the future in mind?
Well, we build with the idea that these aren't gadgets that you. It's not like your mobile phone that you're going to replace every 2 years. We build with the sense that this is part of the infrastructure for a room. And then through software and through other development, we can continue to add new features. And when we look at it as providing the building blocks and that flexibility, you can continually make changes. And I think that's really important for every organization because every organization, you go through, one draft day, you learn what worked great, what didn't, and then what do we want to change and how do we tweak and change that? And that is having the building blocks that give you that ability is super critical.
Yeah, so I know we're calling it the draft room. I think the Giants also use that, as you're trying to figure out your roster and figure out, they use it in a free agency as well to figure out, hey, who's out there. They have their whole boards. So I've been up in the room, and let me just tell you, it's impressive. You walk in, and you kind of feel like a kid in a candy store with all these different toys. It's like, where do you start? The one thing I did not see was I did not see a beer fridge. So I think maybe that's up for the Giants. They're going to have to find a way to get that installed.
Yep.
But I want to ask you both, like, what is your favorite part of that room?
For me, it is absolutely the screens and just how immersive it is. You can't look on any wall or any direction without seeing some screen. And then the ability to see both the broadcast and a web page. And then, of course, the UI, the database for all the players all together at the same time. That, to me, is really exciting.
Yeah, and for me, it's the configurability of the room. The fact that Joe can sit there at his spot with a Crestron touch panel in front of him and with one button completely transform what the room looks like, what it does, what he's seeing. So he can have all these presets set up exactly the way he's going to want them. So rather than fumbling through and, okay, let me get that on that screen, let me get that on that screen, let me get that on that screen, hits one button and boom, it's exactly what he wants.
That's impressive. So he has to go through a little bit of an education to figure out how to work all that stuff, I'm sure. But I'm curious. So, look, as we all have electronics, sometimes things don't always work according to plan or something, there's a glitch. You guys now have the ability to remotely fix that, right?
Yeah.
You can go into the system and you can do that from your computer at your office or maybe even at your home, correct?
Yep.
Right, yeah. So all of our products are built to work together as a singular ecosystem, managed under a single platform. And with that platform, you can now bring up a system, look at every piece of our equipment that's in that room, as well as some of our third-party pieces of equipment. And now you can either monitor those, you can upgrade them, you can reboot them if that's what's necessary, and you can control them remotely. So if you're in a space and somebody, maybe it's not Joe, maybe it's somebody who doesn't know how to use the room, is trying to do something, somebody remote, whether somewhere else in the building or somewhere anywhere in the world, can now take over that room and make it do what that person needs it to do.
Hmm. So Crestron, look, you guys are pioneers in the industry, like I mentioned before. Why Crestron? Why should somebody, if they're a business out there and they're looking to do something like this, or if somebody in the residential community is looking to upgrade something in their house, why should they choose Crestron?
So I guess there's two reasons. One is our commitment to innovation and technology. So what you see of Crestron today, you may compare it to a competitor and think, oh, those seem similar. But we are committed to constantly pushing the envelope, constantly moving forward. We have over 800 design engineers sitting in Rockley, New Jersey, constantly working on the next generation of technology. And the other thing is our commitment to our customers. And we've always had a customer-first attitude, being a family-owned company. That makes it very easy because we don't have to answer to anyone else. And if there ever is a problem, if there ever is a challenge, customers contact me directly all the time. And I make sure that they get the support they need, the help they need, and we stand by our systems and our products until our customer is happy.
You mentioned cutting edge technology and kind of things moving forward. I'm sure there's some things that you probably can't unleash and you can't unveil because they're still in the works. But sure. What's the next coolest feature for Crestron? Like what can we anticipate as consumers coming out that will help us in the future?
So one of our biggest focuses right now, and obviously it has a lot to do with where the world is our hybrid meeting technology. So we spent a lot of focus and effort trying to make the experience in a conference room, working in hybrid meetings where there's some remote participants, many in-person participants, as smooth as possible. So things like multi-camera technology, intelligent video technology, so that the experience for the person in the room is the same as the experience for the person outside the room, and to create what we call meeting equity amongst all participants. So that's been a very big focus for us right now, and we have a lot of new technology and a lot of new innovations coming out in that space.
All right, so we talked a lot about the draft room itself, but what about the rest of the building? How is Crestron incorporated throughout the facility?
Well, I think there's a lot of different ways we can help you, a lot of ways we currently are helping you. So we're hoping to take things to the next level. But throughout every conference space, many conference rooms now, you're either sharing content with participants in the room or you're hosting hybrid meetings. So there's no meeting anymore that happens in corporate America that doesn't have technology in the space. So we have that technology to help those meetings run more efficiently. And just in the draft room itself, having enough flexibility in that space, so that room is not just relevant on draft day, but that can be used year round for all different types of usages.
And then throughout the rest of the facility also, in the team training rooms, in the auditorium, in all of these other spaces too, where the team is meeting, Crestron technology is already in there today.
The weight room too. We got to get it in the weight room.
We got to get it in the weight room too. Yeah. I think that's a great place for listening to some
great tunes. A lot of data in the weight room. Height, weight, vertical ability. We just went through the combine. So yeah, that definitely has a purpose.
Although, I mean, you say it joking, I'm sure. But in truth, in a lot of those spaces, we do see a great use of technology, whether it's just music to get people motivated, whether it's having video and other things up on the screens to either be a distraction or to a motivator. So there are a lot of ways that in pretty much every kind of space, we're bringing technology, we're bringing audio and video content to that area.
So I've got to ask, did you guys get the invite to be in the draft room for this year's draft? Is that still pending?
We're waiting.
Yeah, I'm still checking my inbox. I haven't seen that.
Yeah, I think the easy way in is just say, hey, look, we just need to be there just in case. In case Joe needs a little help, Mr. Mayor, in case somebody actually hits a wrong button and they've got to get back to it.
The only problem with that is if they have me in there thinking I'm the guy to fix it, it's not going to be good for any of us.
So you get a plus one. Yeah. bring somebody in.
Yeah, yeah, that might be a good idea.
And be careful. They might ask you what they're supposed to do with the sixth pick in the draft. So you may have to
I might have a better opinion about that.
All right, that's interesting. I can't wait to share that. Well, listen, Dan and Brad, thank you so much for your time. We really value your partnership here with the Giants. Thank you for making the New York Giants a cutting-edge team on the field and off the field. We appreciate the relationship and can't wait for this season. Looking forward to seeing you at MetLife and helping us win some games.
All right. Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah. Thank you, Sean.